So from the welfare committee, as you know, we have many charges. The first one is the TNP workshop. We had a good review from last year and went very well. This year we are going to keep the time and the place, so we'll be on January 15th in the Capstone Conference Room from 9:30 to 2:30. We changed a little bit how we're going to do the layout. But we will have the same session in the afternoon with the table. In the morning, we will have two panels, the first one with the administration and the second one with what we call mentors. So that's how we're going to do it. And the part that Lisa used to do, you probably remember, where she was telling us where to look for, where to put things in the file. We're going to set aside this and try to get some videos done. Short little video clips, so if someone needs to know where they're supposed to click for that particular service or particular thing in their file, they'll just refer to those videos. We want to encourage everyone who's on the TNP to attend. It's really a great workshop, so if you're up for tenure, or if you know someone up for tenure, or full professor, please do attend. So that's January 15th. Put that in the calendar. We have already identified some mentors and people we would like to have as our guests, so you might receive an invitation. Say yes, please. We need you. You've been there. You know how stressful that is, so come and help the other ones. The second charge is the Duffy Award with the Teaching Excellence. This will come faster than we think. We need the nomination, 5 per campus, by December 1st. And we will need the files by January 31st. We are keeping the same requirements, so we'll be emailing that soon. But those are the same requirements we had last year. You probably remember at the last meeting last year, Chancellor Elkins said that she would like to have the Chris Plyler Award, which is the Outstanding Service Award that will be awarded every year at the same time we do the Duffy Award. So we've been working on those requirements. I think we have pretty much everything set up, and we'll have an official timeline and requirements sent out soon. We are also in charge of the faculty survey. So last year, we did say the survey was anonymous, and we have to change that. It is not 100% anonymous, since we have campuses that are so small. There are some individuals that are easily identified. So though it's not 100% anonymous, it is confidential, truly. So please, when you have that survey, do answer the question. That's the whole goal, is to help you all. So we're using that that data. We are in contact with the chancellor's office and the campus deans to put into place some different things to actually correct the issues that we have identified in the previous surveys. And we're also in charge of the salary study, and I think we're overdue on this one, but I think we'll work on that the next meeting because we didn't have much time. Any questions? No? Thank you.